悠悠Sup dudes, it's Jess
and Morgs.
okay.
Hi everyone, I'm Morgan.
And I'm Jessica.
You are listening to Sis-fission. Oh my god, you're out. No, I kind of like that.
I'm just like got the giggles.
Let's keep it. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. Jesse has the giggles today. Happy 2020. Hope everyone has a good start to their new year.
I thought you were going to say has a good Christmas. I was like had.
Oh, no.
I didn't know where you were going.
Christmas
with that.
Is done.
Happy new decade.
Woo!
That's what I've been saying.
Happy new decade. Oh, I like that.
And then some people are like, it's not actually a new decade.
Oh, God.
But I'm like, great. That means I can say happy new decade again next year.
Oh,
I get okay. Two uses. I guess I it's know. Because if you count the years, it's like 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27,
oh,
28,
because
29, and then 30, that's... like 10 years.
Oh. Well, because the 2020, that's a full, to 2021, that's a full year. That's
yeah.
A year gone. Yeah.
Right. Point is, I don't care.
Anyway,
it's 2020.
Anyway, happy decade.
Okay, anyway, let's get to the point today.
God.
This has been enough jibber jabber.
Oh, this also will be our last episode of you and me for
a
while. A
while.
Yeah.
I am going on vacacion.
Vacation
with Dev,
her boyfriend.
And I will be gone for 2 weeks, but Morgan has some good guest speakers lined up for everyone.
Hopefully. I think the people that I have lined up, they might be a little bit flaky.
We've got some new, let's just say new voices lined up.
Yeah. And
maybe a recurring one.
Yeah, maybe. I hope that I can get Alex to do one with me since you got Dev to do one with you. I hope that I can rope him in now.
We're almost through the family.
Almost.
Kind of.
Well, now we got to do the extras. You know what I mean? Like, we're through the original six.
Yeah.
Now we got to do the extras. Hey, who knows?
How do you think our brother-in-laws and boyfriends and fiancés feel about being called the extras?
I mean, I'm engaged, so I think fine.
Dev, how do you feel about being called the extras?
I know I'm not on the same totem as you.
Yeah. He's extra special. Extra special
He's
to my heart.
He's extraordinary.
Oh my god. This
is- Okay, we gotta move on. Okay, sorry everyone, we're moving on.
Oh, yeah.
To what you actually care about.
I'm
okay.
This is hard. Okay. Going to a store to shop should be a safe and fun activity. In the summer of 2007, one 18-year-old woman would go to Target to get a present for her boyfriend and never return. This is the story of Kelsey Smith.
Born on May 3rd, 1989, Kelsey was the third of five children to Greg and Missy Smith in Kansas.
First of all, that's really creepy to me because I was born in May as well, and I'm the third.
But of four children.
But of four, so.
Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. From a young age, Kelsey had a big heart. She wouldn't let her parents buy her a treat without getting some for her sisters and brother. So this is where you and Kelsey diverge.
Truth.
She was especially protective of her little brother and never afraid to try something new. In high school, she was involved in track, theater, writing, choir, art, and especially marching band, which was one of the biggest reasons she chose to attend Kansas State University due to their strong marching band program. She was involved in
a
little
bit
of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Very creative too.
I have almost no skills in any of those areas.
Yeah, me neither. Something that's really cute
I
is
guess I track and choir.
Track, not choir. Track.
Ah.
Oh God, I'm editing that out.
No.
People's ears will bleed.
Okay.
One thing that I read that was really, really cute is that she was really good artist, and she would, if somebody's like dog died, she would draw paint a picture of their dog for them as a little gift.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know. Is that so sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But days after Kelsey graduated from Shawnee Mission West High School in Overland, Kansas, everything would change.
On June 2nd, 2007, Kelsey went to Target in her town to buy a 6-month anniversary gift for her boyfriend. While in the store, she was on the phone with her mom for a brief time before being last seen on surveillance video leaving the Target to the parking lot around 7 p.m. And this is just something that I have done so many times, and you have too, is just go to a store to buy a gift, and then you just leave and walk to the parking lot to your car like nothing's happened.
Especially no in a parking lot rather than a parking garage, I'm always
on edge.
On edge. Mm-hmm. I'm looking around. I'm at the ready. But a parking lot, I'm like, this is big open space. This is in the summer, so it would have been light still at 7 p.m. And so you're just not quite on the same like level of paranoia,
no.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if you're not us, maybe you're never at quite the level of paranoia that we are. But
yeah,
even I would be feeling pretty chill.
No, and you, like you said, in a parking garage, I never am checking my phone. No. I always have my keys ready. Yeah. I'm always looking around me to know my surroundings, but you're totally right. In a parking lot, especially leaving Target, the one that we go to, I'm on my phone, I'm checking things out, you know, I'm looking through my bags.
Exactly.
I'm not paying attention.
Opening a snack.
4 hours later, Kelsey's car was found abandoned in a parking lot across the street from the Target at a Macy's parking lot with the gifts, her wallet, and purse left in the car, leading investigators to start thinking Kelsey was possibly abducted. So when she didn't get home after 7 p.m., her parents did
sound the alarm.
One of the first things investigators did was they looked at Target surveillance cameras. And one thing that I saw briefly was that Target has a really good surveillance camera system where you can really enhance photos and stuff, which, I mean, makes you love Target even more.
Right.
In the videos, Kelsey is seen leaving the store and walking to her car. And that's all they can see at first until they start looking a little bit closer and they see a flash of something. So they enhance it and they see someone running towards her. Once they see this, they really start digging deeper into the footage at the Target. And after more investigation, they notice that while Kelsey is in the store, every aisle that she goes to, there's a young man who follows her to those spots. And he doesn't talk to her or anything, but you can blatantly see that he's staring at her and watching her. From the Target parking lot and the Macy's lot across the street where Kelsey's car was abandoned, they also noticed a 70s-era pickup truck that was seen in both lots same time. In these videos, Kelsey was then seen putting her bags into the passenger side of her car, walking behind it to the driver's side, and as she opened the driver's door, a man can be seen running up behind her and forcing her into the car.
So one thing at my level of paranoia is I always just get into the driver's
seat. Same.
So I get in with all my bags, like clumsily squeezing them between me and the wheel, shut the door, lock it, and then put the stuff away.
Uh-huh. I mean, unless I have a lot of things in a cart, then I will put them in the trunk. But it's so funny because when I was researching this story, it just kept making me think of mom. Like, I wonder if mom knew this story because she has constantly, since me getting my driver's license 10 years ago, she will tell me if somebody forces you into your car, you slam it into something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is such a random thing for a mom to tell you.
Well, not our mom.
Not our mom. But you know what I mean?
She's always given us safety
advice. But like, what makes you think, okay, my daughter's driving, I need to tell her to just slam
into
something.
Yes.
Yeah. But her reasoning, which makes total sense, is the fact that if they're forcing you into the car, you probably have your seatbelt on. Usually they go into the back seat and they won't have a seatbelt on usually.
Even if you don't have your seatbelt on, one of the things mom always told me was, you know, never get taken to another location.
Yeah. So
the super scary thing is, as much as we're paranoid about these things,
it could still happen.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Because you're just not, you shouldn't be living your life the whole time expecting someone to
jump in your car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The police quickly contacted Verizon, Kelsey's cell phone company, to pinpoint her location by checking her cell phone pings. Under federal law, companies are allowed to provide this type of information to authorities without a warrant in an emergency, such as an abduction or missing persons case. But they're not forced to provide this information. In Kelsey's case, Verizon did not have a policy regarding this, so it took 4 days to give this information to the police.
Which is crazy. I think that if somebody's been abducted or is missing, and the parents, because she was only 18, so I feel like she would be on her parents' plan.
I would guess so.
Right? So if the parents are asking for that, then they should just give that up.
Agreed.
Note, if I ever go missing, give every record of me ever to Jesse.
Do you?
You can have it.
Thank you. Vice versa. But you share your location with someone in the family, right?
Yeah, I share my location with you.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I share my location with all of the sisters, mom, and Alex.
And me.
I'll share it with you, Dev.
No,
Dev always knows where I am.
I think mom has my location.
I have your location.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Thank God for the Find My Friends app.
I know.
Seriously.
I mean, in that case in Boston this past summer, they found a girl because her sister had her
Find My Friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they saved her. Yeah.
Right. After only 45 minutes from the time police received the cell phone information, they found Kelsey's body in a wooded area by a lake. Kelsey Smith was sexually assaulted and strangled to death with her own belt. The same day her body was found, a man who had seen the footage of the suspect, the man staring at her in Target and rushing to her car, called police saying the guy looked just like his neighbor, 26-year-old Edwin Roy Hall.
Hall lived in Olathe, Kansas. He was married and had a 4-year-old son with no criminal adult record, but he did have an assault conviction as a juvenile for threatening his adoptive sister with a knife. On June 7, 2007, Hall was charged with premeditated first-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping, eventually taking a plea deal after he was indicted by a grand jury for more counts, including murder, rape, and aggravated sodomy, which carried the death penalty. By taking the plea deal, it took the death penalty off the table. Hall would tell investigators the story of what he did to Kelsey. He spotted her while he was at the jewelry counter in Target and thought she had, quote, nice legs. Mm. Ooh, so creepy. He followed her around until she moved to her car. After she put her bags in the passenger seat, he came up behind her and threatened her with an air gun, telling her to drive out of the lot. He took her to the area where police found her body, raped, sodomized her, then strangled her with her belt. Defensive wounds from Kelsey showed she put up a huge fight. Investigators had a lot of physical evidence tying Hall to Kelsey's murder, including Kelsey's DNA on a stain inside the zipper flap of Hall's shorts. Basically, all of this physical evidence, I wrote it out, but I think it's too confusing to say everything. The DNA being anybody but Kelsey's or anybody but Hall's is like 1 in 300 billion.
Yeah.
Like, there's no chance that it's not hers or it's not his. So they had Kelsey's DNA on a stain inside the zipper flap of Hall's shorts, Hall's DNA on the steering wheel of Kelsey's car, DNA on the driver's side seatbelt of Kelsey's car matching Hall's, and a blood stain on one of Hall's shoes showing that Kelsey could not be excluded as a match. Apparently, another reason for the plea deal was that prosecutors would dismiss charges that had been filed against him already in July of 2007. I just thought that this kind of really shows his character. In an unrelated case, Hall was charged with 2 counts of aggravated indecent liberties for his alleged involvement in a, and I quoted this because this doesn't make sense, in a consensual sexual relationship in 2004 with a girl who was 14 at the time. He was 23.
So statutory rape at a minimum.
Yes, but it was so weird that in the article it said consensual sexual relationship.
I thought the idea of an age of consent is that below that age,
it's not
cannot consent. So how can you call that consensual?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. So basically, by taking the plea deal in Kelsey's case, he wouldn't have those charges against him, and then he also wouldn't have the death penalty. He did waive his parole rights.
So what, he can never be paroled?
Nope. So on September 16th, 2008... Hall was sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole, and he is currently incarcerated in the Kansas Correctional Facility. So yeah, no chance of parole. He waived it.
Well, probably just getting the death penalty off was enough for him to plea, but they were like, we're not giving you a chance of getting out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
When Kelsey was murdered, her parents decided that something really needed to change. So they created the Kelsey Smith Act, which provides law enforcement with a way to quickly ascertain the location of a wireless telecommunications device, such as a cell phone, if a person has been determined by law enforcement to be at risk of death or serious physical harm due to being kidnapped and or missing.
I'm curious if police still need to go through that channel.
I would say yes.
They probably have a more accurate location.
Well, not even that, but say I don't share my location with anyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
You could find my iPhone, I guess, but you need my password and my username. And then GPS, like, they can't access that unless...
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's all your personal information, so unless they get a warrant for it.
I didn't think of the fact that people don't share their location with others.
Right. I mean, I only share mine with you and Mom for this reason. But I don't want anyone else knowing where I am all the time.
I know, that's true. That's true.
I mean, 90% of the time I'm in my apartment or at work. So I'm not really doing anything crazy
yet.
But it's just like, yeah, I don't need anyone following me around.
Well, I told you about how when Alex was going to look at wedding ring or engagement rings,
right?
I got a notification that he stopped sharing his location with me, and I asked him about it, and he got so awkward. I was like, why aren't you sharing your location with me? He's like, oh.
And then we're like, oh, who is she?
Yeah, I did. He was like, what? No one. No.
He's so awkward. That's funny. Our organization spotlight for this week is the Kelsey Smith Foundation, which you can visit their website at kelseysarmy.org. To honor and perpetuate the life of Kelsey Smith, by empowering families, friends, and communities to proactively protect one of its most precious resources, namely its youth and young adults. Programs such as Safety Awareness Seminars, which the Kelsey Foundation, Inc. provides a safety awareness seminar to any interested group, school, college, or business. The SAS, Safety Awareness Seminar, provides cutting-edge, real-world information that can be implemented to enhance personal safety for youth, young adults, and adults. The SAS is constantly updated with the newest information and research, providing the latest in safety and awareness techniques that work in your daily life.
So that's really cool. They go into, namely, high schools and teach kids, like, safety stuff.
That is good.
So things like, you know, that we're taught, or we were taught about putting your key in your knuckle or not being on your phone in a parking garage. Just the basics that you and I were taught, which was don't go to a second location, so slam your car.
Were you at our high school still when they had someone come in? I remember this really distinctly. And they talked about a girl who had broken up with her boyfriend. And he was like, can we please just go talk for a minute? Like, let's go and talk. And then they drove somewhere and he murdered her.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so they came in, this group came into our high school and was talking to us about this. And they said, you know, if you're going to break up with someone or after you break up with someone, you just can't be in a private location with them.
Yeah, that's scary. There's another story like that where a girl broke up with her boyfriend and then he came over to her house and he was like, I just want a hug. Can you come outside? I just want a hug. So she went outside and he stabbed her. She survived.
Yes, a lot of times.
But he stabbed her a lot. Yeah.
Yes, I remember that too. It's tough.
Yeah.
Who can you trust?
Your sisters. Yes. But still.
Hence suspicion.
Yeah, but not everybody has sisters.
This is great, though. I like that they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in high school, I feel like your brain doesn't really understand consequences. Mm-hmm. And that bad things happen sometimes.
I honestly feel like we had such a privilege having a mother who was on top of things like this because – in high school, I felt we were pretty aware of safety stuff. But my friends,
no regard
for safety. I don't know. They would just, like, get into a car. Just, like,
I know. Ugh. The sad thing is, though, is that I wish you didn't have to. Exactly. You know what I mean?
I know.
And, like, you shouldn't have to be thinking about that stuff all the time.
Yeah, you really shouldn't. Especially as a woman, you know, you shouldn't have to be thinking, oh, I can't sit in my car on my phone in a parking lot for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it sucks. You can't.
No.
But, yeah, you should be able to. You put the key in
and you head straight out.
Yeah. You know that this is the 100-year anniversary of women getting the right to vote?
Want to hear something embarrassing?
Sure.
So you know how you went to a Roaring Twenties party?
Yes.
For New Year's?
Yes.
And I saw, like, a lot of people were having Roaring Twenties.
Tons.
And I was like, wow, that's so funny that everyone, like, picked the same theme.
Don't be embarrassed. I thought the same thing. I know what you're going to say.
I did not put together that, like, it's the 20s again.
Yeah. Nope. Don't be embarrassed. I thought the same thing. I didn't get it until I was picking out that the day of New Year's Eve when I was getting my outfit.
I was like, oh, Deb laughed at us.
I know.
I
love a good theme, but I don't like a theme that everybody's doing.
Like the roaring 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay, we could have done something else. But also it was because I had to drive all the way to Vermont and then drive all the way back. And
so you're a little bitter.
I was a little over it. Yeah. Yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah, that's a lot of driving.
Roaring 20s.
We did no driving.
That's good.
Safety first.
Oh my God.
We had alcoholic beverages.
They just fist pounded across the room. air pound. Well, this was a good one, you know?
I hope it was informative and just showing everyone that you gotta be vigilant about your own safety.
Yep, and check out our resources section of our website because I'll post the Kelsey's Army online and then I'll also take some of the safety measures that they give out and I'll put that on there as well so you can easily read it.
Okay, well, thank you everyone. Feel free to visit our Instagram page for updates or our Facebook page at Suspicion. Our website is suspicion.com and I look forward to seeing you all after or
yep, have a safe trip.
Listening to me? That's awkward.
Yeah.
After my trip.
Have a safe trip. I'll miss you. It's going to be a lot of work for me.
I know. It is. When one of us is gone, it feels like the world is on our shoulders.
Yeah.
Because we split the work, I'd say, pretty evenly.
Mm-hmm.
And having double the work suddenly is aggressive.
Because we love our special guests, but all they have to do is show up and talk.
Exactly.
Yeah. So thanks for listening and have a great 2020. Start to 2020.
And stay suspicious.
I almost did it, but I couldn't.
One day you will.
I almost said it.